This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Everybody's doing it.
Welcome to another Tuesday evening of The Single Life on Joy 94.9, where we delve into the dating game and discuss all things about being single, fabulous, and dating in the world we live in. I'm Michelle de Klerk, and I have my partner in crime, John Winter, with me.
Hello.
To chat all things dating. So tonight we will be discussing how old is too old? When does a date go beyond the acceptable age range? We'll also be looking at the dating differences between Gen X and Gen Y, and we'll be discussing those who are happy to be single. Some say that you aren't complete until you find your other half, but what about those of us who are content being single? I think I'm one of those. So first, let's look at the week that was and check in with John's dating challenge, which centered around John taking my advice on selfies.
I highly resent that. My name is John, not Don.
I didn't say Don. I said
I'm
John.
Sure you said Don.
So we're talking about selfies and trying to take his own selfies. And it also resulted, the challenges this week, in John pimping me out into the community to find me a blind date.
Yeah, that was a bit of a gotcha. I had to bring that one out. I think, you know, it's a bit of give and take here, MDK. And while I did have a lot of fun working on my selfie challenge, and I think, you know, a couple of good picks came out of there, somewhat better than perhaps the one that I posted earlier on that made me look a bit like a toad or a thumb, as I've been told.
Thumb. We also, everyone was asking during the week if we could have David back, because we know he's a bit of a hottie, so we have David. Hi.
Hi, how are you going?
Did I make you blush? All right, so John, your selfies. There were some bad and some good.
Yeah, it was a bit of a mixed bag, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think selfies generally are a bit of a mixed bag, aren't they?
Well, I took some of your advice and tried to do the gradual smile from nothing to an absolute ridiculous smile. And then I found that the couple of pics in the middle seemed to be a lot better than what I was expecting.
No extremes, just go with the middle.
Yeah,
middle of the road.
Don't want to do that smile when you're when you look like you want to eat someone's face off. And you don't want to look like an axe murderer either. So that you know, careful, precocious, you know, precarious balance in between is probably, you know, what you need to head for, or what I definitely headed for.
Well, one person that has mastered the selfies, my opinion, is David.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
I'm sorry, I know. I keep harping on it. I'm obsessed.
You know what? You are obsessed. You need to, like, get over this.
She's got a bit of a girl crush.
I think, John, you're jealous as well.
Maybe a little.
Yes. But I liked, David, I like your selfies because they're all different. Like, sometimes you go, hang on, is that him? Or what's he wearing in that shot? They're not all boring, same, plaid shirt selfies.
Yeah, no one likes a plaid shirt. No offense.
Actually, I like a plaid shirt, and I'm not wearing a plaid shirt tonight.
Okay, so we're going to move forward, and hopefully just we won't have to do any more selfies.
Yep.
You'll have people around you to take photos.
So moving off the selfies, maybe we should talk about what happened to you this week, MDK.
Oh, God.
Come on.
Yeah, okay, so blind date. You pimped me out on Facebook, desperately seeking. Love that title.
Yeah.
And I guess you probably didn't know any single men for me, did you? So you had to use Facebook to find people.
Yeah, because all the men I know are either gay or taken.
Oh, damn. Story of my life. So, yeah, desperately seeking on Facebook.
Yep.
We found someone.
Put the call out.
We found someone who was willing to go out with me. Mind you, I don't think they'd seen a picture or knew anything about me.
Yeah, well, they as far as I know, didn't know anything about you at all, MDK. They just knew where to go, and that was about it.
And I think it was through one of your contacts, an old work colleague, potentially, housemate.
Old poker buddy, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, we used to play poker together. We just still do every now and again, but haven't done it in a while.
Well, anyway, it resulted in me having a lovely date with Sean on
How
Sunday.
Did that go?
I think it went well. He was nice.
Yeah.
He was a nice guy.
Butterflies?
No.
No butterflies?
I wasn't nervous. I was just like, oh, you know, whatever, we'll go with it to see how it feels to be on a blind date. Mind you, I have been on blind dates before.
Nice restaurant?
No, look, I'll be honest. I picked Brunetti's. I wanted to try the new Brunetti's. So I made the date. I organised it, but I accidentally went to the wrong venue.
Oh, and how'd that work out for you?
I know. I failed to mention that the date was in Carlton. And so Sean went to the one in the city and I ended up in Carlton. So that didn't start too well, did it? No. But that was okay because it was only 5 minutes away. So I think I nearly had two car accidents and stole someone's car park getting there in 5 minutes flat.
Okay.
But all good. And once I did reach the city destination, it actually closed for the evening.
Okay.
Yeah, fail. So we went and had a wine at a nearby bar and just had a bit of a chat, which was fine.
Work out well?
Yeah, it was good.
Good conversation?
Yeah, there was good convo.
Do you carry it? The conversation, that is?
Oh, no, we both had our input.
Okay.
He was a scientist or had a science background, so in my mind I was like, oh, Big Bang Theory, you know.
Clever.
I know.
And you're the hot blonde girl.
Yeah, what's her name? Penny.
Yeah, Penny.
Penny.
I had to look her up, actually, when you texted me this week and said, oh, Penny, I'm the Penny. I had to actually
don't
ask her.
Don't make out like
I was
trying to be Penny. So mean.
So did you say he was a scientist?
Yeah, he had a science background.
Okay, and what was his job before that? Do you know?
He worked at Red Rooster. But that was a uni day's job. But mind you, having said that, it wasn't that far. That wasn't like that long ago. So I didn't ask his age, but I'm kind of tipping he's around 25 or something.
So MDK, I have a bit of a surprise for you. So I actually used the contact details that my friend had provided me to get in contact with Sean. And I actually asked him a couple of questions earlier on.
No.
Pre-recorded
what did he
them
say?
Because I think it would be a little less daunting for him not to rock up in the studio. So I've just contacted him earlier on this evening. And, let's just have a listen on how things turned out with that. All right, Sean, welcome to the Single Life on Joy 94.9. So I hear you've been on a date recently with the lovely Miss Michelle de Klerk.
Yes, indeed I have.
Fantastic. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm Sean. I'm living in Parkville. I'm 29, single, and yeah.
Ready to mingle.
Yep.
Excellent. And what about, is there something about yourself that Michelle might not necessarily know?
Oh, I don't know. We covered pretty well everything in the short time we were on our date. So,
okay.
I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Did the date last very long? How long did it go for?
Well, a good hour and a half.
Wow.
And I was surprised we could keep talking for that long, to be honest.
Okay.
Wait, stranger.
And, Sean, do you think that Michelle did all the talking, or do you think that you carried the conversation?
I think it was a good mix.
Oh,
She was a good host.
Oh, fantastic. Did Michelle show up on the date on time? This is something that she's very insistent about.
Yeah, well, she did. Unfortunately, it was at the wrong location.
Oh.
We discussed that we'd meet in the CBD, and she asked me to meet her at a certain restaurant, and turns out they're everywhere, and she was in Carlton.
Oh, okay. So she's basically booked a restaurant somewhere and then rocked up to a different one.
Yep.
No, that's a bit of a fail.
Yeah, fair fail. She admitted it first up.
So how late was she to the actual date?
Well, only about 10 minutes in the end. She's a surprisingly fast driver. I was quite impressed. Within 5 minutes, she'd got in the car and she was already parked down the street.
Yeah, that is true. I've actually seen her do some pretty skillful manoeuvring in her vehicle. So that's definitely no surprise there.
Yeah, it must have been.
So during the date, did you get into any kind of, I don't know, interesting conversation? You said you talked about a lot.
Yeah, well, covered a lot of travel, work, general life, all that sort of stuff.
Nothing
we did for a living.
Nothing controversial?
Not off the top of my head. We didn't get too much into politics and whatnot.
Okay. And how would you rate the date overall?
It was actually quite good. I was surprised. I went into the date not knowing anything about her. I actually went out of my way not to look anything up so I wouldn't have any preconceptions. And it was very easy, very relaxed and easy conversation.
Beautiful. And do you think you'd see Michelle again?
Oh, I'd love to see Michelle again. She was a great girl and very easy to talk to.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for talking to us today, Sean. It's really good to hear that the date with MDK went so well.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thanks. Have a great evening.
You too.
Okay. Bye. And wasn't that fantastic, MDK? I felt like we were playing a game of the 80s game show Perfect Match.
I think we just repeated. It sounded like that we'd gotten together just to talk about what he was going to talk about on air. Mm-hmm. But no, we had not.
It sounded a bit rigged.
It was. I promise you it wasn't rigged.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't rigged whatsoever.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
And welcome back to The Single Life on Joy 94.9, where you're joining myself, Michelle Declercq, John and David, and we're recapping my blind date.
Mm-hmm. Just like Perfect Match.
Oh, God.
Wasn't it romantic?
It seems funny listening to him talk about the blind date. Awkward.
Tearing his way through the inner suburb, or you tearing your way through the inner suburbs of Melbourne, trying to go to the right destination. It all sounds very dashing and entertaining.
I just sound dumb. Mm-hmm. I just sound so dumb. How dumb did I sound?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no comments. No comments from you guys.
All I can say is no person is sacred. There is nothing that I cannot do from this studio. And that's all I am saying.
And that makes me really nervous that you control the panels in here.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all good. So, look, recapping the blind date, it was nice.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Not that I'm not, I don't know about Sean. Like, he's great. He was an awesome guy, down to earth, probably a little bit young. I did think he was 25, but he said he was 29. But I just think I'm in the stage where I'm happy being single.
Okay.
And I just feel like I want to continue being single.
So the fact that he said you'd like to see you again, would that make you want to see him again? I'm asking straight out.
I'd probably see him again as a friend.
Okay.
I just don't think I'm in the right dating frame of mind. I'm happy being single and happy doing my own thing.
I like that you're open to at least the idea of just seeing someone again, but maybe not dating them, but staying friends.
Yeah, that's definitely positive. Definitely. Like what you guys did. How did your geocaching date go?
We never went geocaching.
What happened, David?
I had bronchitis.
Spill.
I had
bronchitis. That kind of sounds like a bit of an excuse.
Oh, no.
You're just not that into him? Be honest. Come on. I was put on the spot. You be honest too.
An excuse would be, I'm really busy at work. I have to study.
True.
But no, I had bronchitis. I'll bring in my medical certificate for you.
Oh, you should have brought it in this week.
And truth be told, he did keep messaging me throughout the time that we would have gone on the date. He was just telling me how sick he was and how he dislikes people looking at him while he's not well, which is the same as me.
Yeah, I don't like being looked after. I like to look after myself.
Mm-hmm.
Did you just want sympathy, be honest?
Yeah, wanted the sympathy.
You just wanted an out for the geocaching. So is there another geocaching date planned?
Not as of yet.
I'm thinking that's a bit of a dumping. Sorry, so moving on. I think you've beneficially been dumped on air.
There goes my emotions. Oh, it's like a roller coaster ride in here.
Oh, that's okay. The differences of Gen X and Gen Y. What do you guys? Because you guys are a little bit of, there's a bit of an age difference between the both of you.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is an appropriate age bracket to date? I remember when, John, you put out the call on Facebook, and I think you put an age range between 20 and 35 for me.
Mm-hmm.
Then that had to be modified a little bit.
Actually, it was, yeah, I modified it to 18 to 99, if I remember correctly.
When really, it should be 30 to 45. I think that's my age range, mm-hmm. considering I'm 32. I think that's fair enough.
That's fair.
Mm.
What about you guys?
Well, my age range is from 25 to 35.
Yeah.
So 4 years
You're
older.
Like the older man.
I prefer older. And my parents are 13 years apart. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so age doesn't really bother me that much.
And you're intelligent, so you can keep up the conversation.
Like I said about on the last show, it's not about the age. It's all about the attitude. So if there's good rapport, then I can't understand why, you know, age would get in the way.
Age but is just a number.
There is something around age that could possibly get in the way, and that's maybe life experiences. Difference in life experiences could definitely be a barrier there for age. Mm-hmm. But that's, you know, just because, you know, there is a difference in age between two people doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, the barrier of life experience is there.
Yeah. I think sometimes with, say, like the Gen X and Gen Y that everyone refers to. So for those that aren't aware, Gen X is, say, someone that's John, so born between 1965 and 1980. And then we've got David, who's Gen Y, who's early 80s to early 2000s. I think there's different expectations and different ideas of what dating should be. Say, for instance, back in the day, I think that dating was, I guess it was sort of like the man would sort of, well, it's not really, in my case, the man would sort of dominate and arrange everything, but now everything seems so, everyone's all about the text messaging, everyone's all on online dating. I think it's just, everything sort of changed.
How did that go with you, MDK? Because from what I remember for your blind date, you actually had to do a lot of the work to get that happening, as in you had to take the lead and book the restaurant. How did that work?
Oh, that was just so not for me, as you can tell. Clearly, I went to the wrong place. I just need someone to take charge. I am all about take charge people who determine time, place, where to go, little bit of courting around it. So it's not just like, here you go, here's the details, see you there. I like it a little bit old-fashioned. Mm-hmm. So the man to take charge.
Okay. Yeah.
So you would like the whole, I'll pick you up at 10 o'clock and I'll take you here and I'll drop
it.
You home.
Oh, I love it.
Have a little lapel.
Oh, I love it. Oh, yes.
At that point, I think we might go to a track quickly, MDK.
Let's do it.
So we've been talking about the age gap in between Gen Y and Gen X, which is a bit scary, I suppose, on The Single Life on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
And welcome back to The Single Life on Joy 94.9, where we're talking about, well, we're recapping my blind date, amongst other things. But guys, if you want to send us an SMS or shoot us an email on air, you can at
0427-JOY949. You can call us at 1300-JOY949. Email at onair@joy.org.au.
Perfect.
Call
Thanks,
us.
David. How call about, us. Call us now.
How about our Facebook page?
Oh, what is it, John?
So you go to Facebook and you head towards thesinglelife.joy949. It's very exciting. You can also get there by going to joy.org.au/singlelife.
And you can see photos of us all, even David and his selfies.
Yeah, there's a few selfies in there. So a couple of me, a couple of David. Let us know what you think. Who's better?
Yeah, who's got the better photos? Come on, let's do a vote. You can that's me.
Just pitch us against each other. Go on.
We do anyway. Yeah, well, I do in here.
You're working it. I know.
So, guys, I want to know, are you guys happy being single or do you want to be in relationships? Let's start with you, David.
Oh, after me? I just pointed to John, like, your turn.
I don't want to go first.
I'm pretty content being single, but I would prefer the relationship side.
Okay.
But, you know, for the moment, it's nice being single. But if, you know, something pops up, then...
Something pops but up,
I jump on it.
But you're not desperately seeking.
No,
like
not
like apparently I was.
Yeah, you're desperately seeking.
Yeah, I'm desperately seeking, but you're just meh, blasé, whatever.
What
yeah,
exactly just, does that mean when you say not desperately seeking? When were you desperately seeking and in your date?
No, on when you put the note up on Facebook, desperately
seeking.
Oh, yeah,
seeking. That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah,
sorry.
You did that for
that
me.
That was in my voice for everybody who is looking at our Facebook page, not in MDK's voice. She is not desperately seeking anything aside from a very good-looking partner.
No, no. And you know what? Looks aren't everything. Mm-hmm. What about you, John? Do you want to be in a relationship? I'd hope so, P.S.
I do, actually. I don't want to be single. I'm terrible alone. Like, I have such an awesome life and I just want to share it with someone special. So,
Are you the type that thinks that you're not complete until you find that other special person?
Hell no. I want someone that...
Thank God.
I want someone that will compliment how awesome my life is and that can come and share, like, how great it is. Because I really am at that point in my life where... You know, everything is coming together. I've got like a great job. I've got great hobbies. I've got all this stuff coming together and I just want to share it with someone special. But, you know, until that person comes along, I've got like a heap of great friends. You know, we all do fun stuff together. It's nice. I'm in a sweet spot.
So you and David are in the same boat, really?
We're both in that same sweet spot.
Do you think most guys are like that?
Could be.
I think a lot of... gay guys especially are content with being single and having fun and doing what they want. And then if they enter in a relationship prematurely, it sometimes then turns into an open relationship, which then invites, you know, other people into the relationship or you going outside of the relationship with other people.
But have you ever been in an open relationship?
No, I don't believe in them. I was brought up Catholic and monogamist.
Well, tell us what the listeners think. SMS us, somebody, 0427-JOY949, or give us a call, 1300-JOY949, or email onair@joy.org.au. You're asking me what I think.
But hang on, just going back a step, if you want to SMS in, because I'm always like, what does the joy mean? It's 0427-569-949.
Oh, yep.
Just thought I'd throw that one
in. No, that is important, I think.
So just because we've said that three times, we're desperately seeking messages, I think.
Well, I just want I want someone to just tell us what they think about being single. Are they happy about being single or are they
are they
not
happy
about
or they want to be in a relationship? Let us know.
Mm-hmm.
John?
Yep. So am I happy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I told you. I've got everything's coming together in my life. I'm in a good spot, you know, work-wise. I've got a great personal life. And I'm just looking for someone special to share it with.
Well, I want to just say that I'm happy being single. And being single is like a breath of fresh air.
Mm.
And people, I know that every week we seem to do a top 10 or a top something. Mm-hmm. I just want to run through a list of reasons why.
Oh,
why?
But
why?
Guess
why?
What, it's Michelle?
What?
Now that we're talking about how happy you are being single...
You're going to cut me off?
I'm going to cut you off because I've just remembered. You know, I have played a trick on you tonight and normally, well, last week I tried to limit myself to one, but this week I have absolutely lost it and I have to do it twice.
What?
So last week we were listening to the show. I was listening to the show, the podcast, and there's a little bit of a mention in your last countdown about, you know... A couple of things that you might not have. So I think we should just play the clip and just let's see what the listeners have to think about this, what they have to say.
What about, I reckon something that wouldn't hurt is putting something innocent, an innocent secret out there about yourself, like I'm afraid of the dark after all these years, ...
Mm-hmm.
Or I have a special blanket until I was 20 years old, ... Makes people think, hang on, what is that? And want to read a little bit more about you.
No, it makes me think, why the hell is this person so dysfunctional? Oh. And why are they on my screen right now? And why did I choose to click on their profile? Yeah. Is what it makes me think.
It's not very cute. It sounds really creepy. Oh. Like, I have a blanket that I've had since I was four. It's
okay,
like, that's
we'll move on.
Nice.
Mm. Clearly my tips aren't helping in this one. And that's why I don't have an online dating profile. Yes, anyway. We'll move on from that.
Don't have an online dating profile, huh?
uh-oh. And I'm quite happy not to have an online dating profile.
Well, I'd like to set a reverse mission to you, my straight ally, Michelle de Klerk. Uh-huh. I think it's time that you got an online dating profile.
Look,
we're not talking about those online dating profiles that, you know, are not rewarding. I'm thinking, like, I don't know, what is a straight dating application?
Oh, there's quite
Oasis.
A, yeah, Oasis. There's heaps of them out there. And look, I have tried it before and it's just not for me.
No, I think we need to just give you a bit of a makeover. We need to, I think someone needs to take charge, put a couple of your Facebook profile photos up onto one of these sites, collate the messages, and then let you process. And I think that that's what we need to do for you this week. Someone needs to take charge. You even said that earlier in the show, that you like someone to take charge, and this is what I'm going to do.
Well, you're the IT geek. Get on it, John.
I'm all over it.
Get on it, Johnny.
I'm all over it.
And so, we can use that recap John just played, so we can write something like, I have a blanket that I've had since I was four, and I'm scared of the dark.
Scared of the dark, age 32. I mean, 23.
God.
Sorry about that, MDK. You're age 23.
Yeah, turn it around. Turn it around. Okay, right, fine then. We'll do it. Done.
Okay, locked in.
Locked
I'm doing
in.
It.
Okay. It'll be interesting to see the results if anyone's actually interested.
Well, we got a lot of interest from the blind date ad, I've got to say. So while there was only one that you went on, there was substantial filtering that happened between my inbox and between the people who actually did contact you.
Oh, that's lovely. Well, you did pick a good one with Sean, so I'm happy. I'm happy with that filtering. Well done.
Thank you.
Well done. So anyway, I do want to talk about why I like being single. So number one, you can gain weight without worrying. Don't we all love to do that?
Oh, you know what?
John, I've seen photos of you from like 3 years ago and you're skinny. You've put on a little bit of...
This actually isn't true. I actually put on weight in my last relationship. I had a Italian boyfriend and he was all about the food and he used to pack me full of like all kinds of Italian food, like lasagna, olive oil, all these different salads. And it was pretty awesome. The food, the eating was probably the best I've had my whole life, but I got porky.
Oh, no. Is that why he dumped you? Okay, yeah.
But the minute that I became single, I became thin again. So I went from a size...
Yeah, because you're back on the market.
I went from a size 34 around the waist to a size 30.
Love it. What about you, David? Have you ever porked up? Porked down?
Well, I porked down.
Yeah.
So I used to be 24 kilos heavier.
Whoa!
But crap.
That was not in a relationship. So I got fitter to enter into a relationship. And when I was in it, I kept fit. When we broke up, still kept fit. It's much easier. And I think if you're single, you probably want to look fit.
Yeah, definitely.
That way you can attract that attention.
Definitely.
And then once you're in the relationship, you pork up a little. Stuff your face.
Put
with
on
cake.
A few kgs, eat a bit of pizza. I cannot imagine you being 24 kilos heavier.
Yeah, it wasn't a pretty sight.
Wow, no wonder you're such a hottie now.
He isn't bad looking, I've got to say.
All right, another reason why being single is amazing. You can control your own finances. I mean, how many times have you been in a relationship and you've got to spend money on gifts, on going out, sort of like maintenance costs for the partner. Oh, God, who could be bothered?
Oh, and...
spend it on yourself.
And I don't want to sound like a Scrooge, but like another set of like birthday and Christmas presents for the family. It's like, why am I doing this again?
Let's save the money for ourselves, people. Yep.
I'd rather just buy myself a big bit of Christmas cake and sit on the couch in my undies and eat it by myself.
I don't want to know about.
It's a lovely sight.
Thanks. What about also if you are single, you've got more time for activities. So you've got no reason to sit around and do nothing. If you want to get a hot body, you go to the gym, you want to play a new instrument, you want to watch 500 DVDs of Star Trek.
Is this like your task list for me at the moment? Because I don't think I've done any of those things.
Yeah, the gym would be a good one. I'm really keen to get you in the gym.
We might have to go together, I think, one day.
Hang on, David, do you go to the gym?
I do. I just joined
hello.
A new group
You've got yourself a gym buddy here. See you two at the gym.
Okay.
If you're single, you can be spontaneous. Mm. I mean, hello, you can just pack up and go on a holiday.
No, I did that while I was in a relationship.
Yeah?
Yeah, we went off.
But did you have to... hang on, you went off with him?
Mm.
Just no, the weekend away. Hello.
Hello.
We went up to Dalesford.
Is that like dumb?
We headed up to Dalesford in winter. That's great. Okay,
I think she means like, oh, you know, I have the weekend off. Oh, I might head down to Wilson's Prom and go for a camping trip.
Yeah, by like myself just if I want.
Oh, okay.
You know, spontaneous.
Why would you go camping?
Well, it was just like an camping. Example. Oh,
okay. I would do that.
It's like, why would you go geocaching? Snap. Next is you can focus on your career. I know, look, that's not a big one for everyone, but hey, if you want to make the big bucks, you don't have to be like, well, you can work till 10, 11 p.m. at night working on your career instead of having someone at home nagging you going, yeah, when are you going to be home?
Oh, you make a very good wife sound there. It's very convincing.
Love it. Also, you can be your own boss. I'm sure you two would like to be your own boss. David, you look like you want to be your own boss. No.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Well, you don't have to answer to anyone. But you make the rules.
Who would tell me what to do?
In a relationship, the other person.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
This is why John's single, clearly. Am I making sense?
You are.
Yeah, you are.
A bit of a blonde moment.
I'm stringing you on.
Lies. I think he really is dumb. He's the dumb one of this group. What about you can flirt with anyone else? You can flirt with whoever you please.
That's true. Bit of playful banter never hurt anyone.
Well, we've got someone trying to flirt with David on SMS. Mm. Dave sounds hot as. He wins in the selfie stakes on FB. Thanks, Mark from Hyatt.
Mark from Hyatt, I've got to say, you know, I just need to, like, get the right angle and my selfies will turn out all right. It just, I need a bit more practice.
Okay.
Hello. I'd love for someone to say something.
Sorry, all the SMSs are coming in thick and fast. Mm-hmm. So we were just having a read of the next one.
I think we had an obstruction of some sort.
Well, we had a message from Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Brian says he's in an open relationship, but wishes it was more closed.
Oh.
He said he's got so much more to give, but would prefer to have that one person.
Oh, and he also says that he likes listening to the show and that we're all very attractive announcers, especially me.
He did not say especially you.
Yeah.
Lies.
Don't flatter yourself.
Oh, thanks, Brian. Love your work, friend.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So I think that's pretty much, that's enough of a case for the singles, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. I suppose.
I suppose. You're not buying
I don't buy into it because, you know, while it's fun to be single for a while, I've had my stint. I'm ready for something, you know, that next step.
I guess because you're old. What about you, David? You're young, so you haven't had that much of a stint.
No.
You've still got a bit of single life left in you.
Still got a bit of the party life and the flirting bit.
Yeah, perfect.
No, I was in a relationship for around a year.
Yeah.
And that was... You know, it was nice and I liked being in a relationship and been single for about a year and a half now, so ready to jump back on the wagon.
All right, people. So you heard that. If you want his details, why don't you SMS 0427-569-949 or email onair@joy.org.au. You can also do that for John as well.
Or Facebook.
Not discounting John.
Oh, yes, thank you for the upsell there, for the cross-sell.
Yeah, love it. So how about we go to a track?
Mm.
Enough of us.
Yeah, let's go to a track.
Done.
No worries. So coming up now, we have Can't Hold Us by Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. So let's have a listen.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
And welcome back to The Single Life on Joy 94.9, where I'm joined with my friends, John and David.
Hey.
More of an acquaintance here.
Oh.
Rude.
They're not coming back next week. I just want to put that out there.
That's it.
So we've been getting a lot of feedback and a lot of messages.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to read out a few. Mm. Bert, thanks for all your comments and your feedback,
because
I'm really loving that Bert's commenting on most of the photos that are going up there.
Bert is hyperactive and he is part of Team Johnny. I've got to keep saying that. He's never told me that or ever communicated with me directly, but I can just tell. I have this feeling.
You know what? I'd have Bert on my team because I think Bert is quite good at picking people up and pointing out if he's pointing out the faults, he's quite constructive about it.
Objective.
Yeah. So, just a note from Bert. Hi, guys. Been listening. And in regards to the pics, as I'm somewhat I can't even say that.
Narcissistic.
Thank you. And have taken way too many. Mm. These are some of my peeves. Face pics. I'm sick of hot bods and no face. It's just a piece of meat. Smiling is usually a good idea. Eye contact. I don't trust people who don't show their eyes or make some sort of eye contact, which is very true. Because you don't know, like, I don't like people that wear sunglasses in their pics.
Oh.
What are you trying to hide?
Pretty sure I wore sunglasses when I first met David.
You did, actually.
Yeah. He thought I was a bit seedy or something.
Yeah, I thought he was hungover or something.
No, I wasn't hungover.
Did he take them off during the date, David?
Yeah,
of course he did, once he adjusted to the room.
Mm. Well,
yeah, because
you've
been outside, though. That's a bit different.
Yeah.
From coming in. Coming in, you know. Also, you want good lighting, preferably not from directly above, as it casts shadows from your brows. And don't take pics from underneath or looking down, as no one looks very good when they're all under the chin.
So I learnt this week. My face looked like I looked like a toad, I think.
Disgraceful.
In my pic.
Disgraceful.
I'm pretty sure any people that have seen this photo on the Facebook page are probably not going to ever ask me out on a date. Just saying.
We'll delete that one later. That's okay.
We have
okay.
to delete it. You've got to give me a chance here, MDK.
Oh, we've got a message from Chrissy. Hi, Chrissy, who's just on the generation debate. She says that her ex was Gen X and she's Gen Y and they got along great. But recently single, she went on a date with another Gen Y and the conversation was very different and she prefers older guys. Look, Chrissy, I'm all for the older guys too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think David is as well. Mm. So we're all competing basically.
Mm. Not well, not me. I'm not competing. Well,
not competing well, for you, John.
We're
I was going to say, I'm probably not in the market, though.
Yeah, Trey, since you've David dumped you before.
No, he actually didn't.
Well,
no,
look, I just wanted to, I want to put it as a dumping.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, am I dumped?
So I think you're dumped. And okay. I want to set you a challenge this week to find another recently dumped person and bring them in on the show.
Can I home wreck them?
What does that mean?
You know, just break them up with their boyfriend and then just bring them onto the show. Or is that inappropriate?
No, inappropriate.
Okay.
You need to find someone that is already just ended a relationship.
Okay. Does it have to be a friend?
Or it could be whoever.
So I could do like a desperately seeking ad?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do it.
Okay.
David, do you know anyone that's recently single and you can help him out?
No. I know a couple of lesbians who have just broken up, but that's about it.
All right. Well, I'm sure, John, you'll find someone because I want to talk to them about how they're getting back into the world of dating.
You know what I'm like.
And then because Chrissy's just recently single as well, so we can give her some tips of what to do.
Mm.
Well, that ends another week.
Oh, a sad
of
face.
Single life. I know. And unfortunately, we're not going to get David in because he gave some negative comments to me. No.
he kind of dumped me, so.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm just home wrecking everywhere.
We'll dump you in return. No, we want to keep you as a friend on the show.
Yeah, he is awesome.
So even if you're not in next week, because John's bringing in his recently dumped friend, whoever that will be, we'll definitely get you back in.
Don't have to be a friend. Could be anyone.
Yeah, well, whoever.
If you're on Facebook and you want to come on the show as a recently dumped person, then get in touch with me. Send me a message. I'd love to hear from you.
A message on the Single Life on Joy 94.9 and give us your thoughts and feedback. So another great week, guys.
Mm-hmm.
So can't wait to all catch up next week.
Beautiful.
And talk more about the single life.
Mm. Except me.
Oh, no, we'll still be communicating. We've got something in store for you.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's exciting.
We do.
It's happening in a few weeks' time.
Yeah, we do.
We'll be in touch.
We'll let you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a bit worried.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. And we'll check you next Tuesday night.
All right. You're listening to The Single Life on Joy 94.9.
Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy.
Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.